Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We're going back into the archives a few years on today's show with a story about the Felduti family. A typical American family, mom, dad, and their three children, they are unsung heroes of the pro-life movement, a family who has truly put their pro-life views into actions. In the face of adversity, the Felduti family represents what it means to be pro-life in our society. Teresa Felduti and her husband were ecstatic to receive the news that they were going to have a third child, a boy. Their son, Hunter, was born on January 25, 2008. His birth occurred despite multiple attempts to convince the Feldutis to abort Hunter before he was born. You see, a second ultrasound had discovered a virus, and doctors warned that he would not be, quote, normal. During this difficult time, the family prayed and continued with the pregnancy, urging the doctors to give Hunter the best care possible and to treat him to the best of their ability. Like all families would, they felt fear, but they continued steadfastly on, taking care of their unborn baby. To the joy of family and friends, Hunter came home the same day he was born. Hunter's brain was small, he could not hear well, and was limited in his ability to see. Despite these challenges, this little life touched hearts everywhere he went. Milestones were celebrated. He dressed up for Halloween, was included in the Easter egg hunt, and celebrated birthdays with everyone else. He would finger paint and play with toys just like any other child his age. His brother Wyatt and his sister Kate loved him, interacting with him and snuggling with him. Mere weeks after coming home from the hospital, Hunter had to go back. The family got to know the doctors and the nurses that would soon see him with increasing frequency. Hunter spent the majority of his time being held by his loving mother. He, just like his family, met his challenges with grace and dignity. As the year went by, hospital stays were a little longer and a little longer. They covered Hunter in love, bearing the good days and the bad days with him. On March 2, 2009, baby Hunter was taken home to God, physically leaving the family that had loved him for a year, but remaining in their hearts. He taught them lessons on love and compassion and bettered the lives of those who came into contact with him. There is a school of thought being pushed in our society that teaches that some of us are better off never being given the gift of life. Like those who counseled the Feldutis to abort, some believe that if someone may have challenges in their life, it is better to kill them before they are born. Pro-lifers know differently. We know that the road is not always easy. We know that the mountains can be grueling to climb. But we also know the joys of caring for someone who may need a little extra help. Children like Hunter show us that we can be stronger than we thought possible. It's not until we are faced with trials that we discover our ability to conquer them. Hunter and children like him teach us more about love than we thought we could know. God saw fit to bless us with this little boy, says Teresa Felduti. Being truly pro-life plays itself out in everyday life through the love and compassion that we show to others. The Felduti family provides us with a beautiful image of pro-life principles in action. If you or someone you know is struggling with a pregnancy, please contact us at 202-626-8800. Or go to our website at www.nrlc.org. Please join me next time on Pro-Life Perspective. And if you have any comments or questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.